have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring new good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and I tell you, I am so glad. Wow. I'm just excited. Thank you so much. It's been quite a week. It has been quite the week. But you know what? We're here again. By the grace of God, we made it through another week, and we are here for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And you know what? I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it quite often. I think I say it all the time, but I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time or the time before the last time that I said was probably going to be the last time. I missed you guys, and I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. I tell you what, I have to read the disclaimer, and the disclaimer is simply this. I'm not doing this for me. I do it for you because I know you need help. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I don't need no help. You guys are messed up. You're jacked up. You need some guidance, and that's what I do. Why? Because I'm a giver. I give, okay? I'm a helper. I help. And I'd be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to shout out the lovely woman of God, Miss Kimberly Robinson, and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform, which I can use to help so many people. Yes, indeed. Elation Magazine. Catch the wave because it's growing bigger and better every day, okay? Wow. Here we are. And it's time for me to help you guys. Here we go. This first segment is a segment I actually came up with about 5-6 months ago. And it's titled Wish Me Luck. The reason why it's called Wish Me Luck is because you know what? That's exactly what it's going to take. Or more likely, an act of God. For these things to happen, for me to get my way, for me to have my way, for me to be able to accomplish these things. So wish me luck and keep me in your prayers. Here we go. Wish me luck. Number one, y'all please, wish me luck. I'm going in to try and talk my wife into letting my baby mama live with us. I need y'all. Wish me luck. Number two. Y'all wish me luck. I'm getting ready to ask my boss for a raise after only 3 days on the job. Look, I need that extra money, okay? I really do. Y'all wish me luck. Number three, wish me luck, please, y'all. I'm actually getting ready to ask the leader of the Muslims, is it all right if I sell pork and bean pies? Y'all don't, come on now. More people like pork than don't like pork. I'm just saying, man. I'm trying to get some more money and raise some more money for the Muslim movement. So I think pork and bean pies would sell a lot better than just bean pies. Y'all wish me luck. Number four, y'all wish me luck. I'm getting ready to go in here and ask my probation officer, can I leave the state and take a vacation? Look, I'm tired of being cooped up here, okay? I want to go see the world. And get away, literally. Number five, y'all wish me luck. I'm getting ready to ask this police officer where I can get a gun that is untraceable. I mean, I know he know. Y'all wish me luck. I ain't trying to get tased. I ain't trying to get roughed up. I ain't trying to get brutalized by the police. So y'all wish me luck. Number six, y'all wish me luck. I'm getting ready to walk into this Weight Watchers meeting with some chocolate chip cookies. Ooh, you know what? They might eat me alive. Y'all wish me luck. Number seven, y'all please wish me luck. I need it. I'm getting ready to get a haircut and pay the barber with Monopoly money. See, I just ain't got it, but I do need a haircut. Y'all wish me luck. Number eight, please, y'all wish me luck. I'm about to take my landlord to court and sue him for stealing the rent money. It's due by the 5th, but he came and actually picked it up on the 3rd. See, I had 2 more days. Y'all wish me luck. Number nine, y'all please, y'all wish me luck. I'm getting ready to file my taxes as self-employed drug dealer. Wow. I ain't trying to go to jail. I ain't trying to get arrested. I'm just trying to get some money from the government. Y'all wish me luck. And finally, number 10, please, y'all wish me luck. I put myself on the adoption list. Y'all wish me luck. Hopefully somebody will want to adopt me. please, y'all wish me luck again. I just need y'all to wish me luck, stand in agreement with me. I don't care. I mean, even if you would pray, that'd probably be better. But please, y'all wish me luck. Again, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all because y'all don't got problems. This next segment is called Things White People Allow That Black People Don't. Y'all know we the same, but we different. There are certain things that white people and white families and will allow that we just don't, black people. Y'all know it. Y'all know it. Ain't no time out, okay? In white homes, they do have time out. In black homes, they've got knocked out, okay? And it's different. In both senses, you're in the corner. It's just that in one sense, you're standing up. Yeah. In the other sense, you actually laid out. So, yeah. White people, black people, we all the same, just different, okay? So things white people allow, black people don't. Number one, just met me in my new baby, and you actually try and take it out of my hands so you can hold it. See, that's what white people do. They meet you, and they see the baby, and they just go to grab and reach it forward and take it out of your hands. Black people don't do that because we we know we live to get pistol whipped, okay? Hit in the throat. We head-butted, okay? Bit all on our arm, okay? Number two, things white people allow that black people don't, okay? You just reach your hand in my plate and take some food off of it. See, that right there will sure enough get your fingers broke and your thumb bent back real far, okay? Things white people allow that black people don't. Number three, whoa, my God. We don't allow our seven-year-old to tell us what they not going to do. See, we won't allow our seven-year-old to tell us what they not going to do, okay? Because anything you tell me you're not going to do, I got to answer for it. I'm going to be like, okay, when I tell you what you not going to do, you're not going to want to. Let me put my hands on you, because if I do, you're going to wish I wouldn't have. Because when you wake up, you're going to realize it was a bad thing, because that lump didn't just grow there. I put it there, and you're going to wear it for a while. Anyway, number four, things white people allow that black people don't. Bill collectors says just keep us on the phone talking about a payment. You know what? You know, black people, we hang up. We're going to say if we do answer by mistake, the first thing out of our mouth is, okay, well, I ain't got it. Click. No, we not. Ain't no sense in discussing it, okay? Things white people allow that black people don't. See, they pets to kiss them in the mouth. We don't do that. You know, first of all, we don't allow family members to kiss us in the mouth, let alone a dog or a cat. No, that's something white people do. Black people, we don't allow that. Number six. Things white people allow that black people don't. Just any old relative spend the night. You know, white people let anybody, or 15th cousin, as long as they white, spend the night, okay? Actually, black people, we don't even want our kids spending the night sometimes. Anyway, things white people allow that black people don't. Number seven, they kids have input on what kind of car to buy, okay? Like they actually going to be paying for it, okay, or helping with the gas. Black people don't allow that, okay? Look, it's my car. And the first thing out of a black person's mouth, if they kids say something is, you got any money? Exactly. Shut up. Things white people allow that black people don't. Number eight, their child should order pizza because they don't want what was made for dinner. See, black people, you know, they don't do that. A black woman tell you, well, you just gonna starve. You ain't hungry then, because if you hungry, you'll eat. Yeah, see, that's what white people allow. They allow the kids, you know, to say, I don't want that, and order pizza. And then the parents will pay for the pizza and chip, too. See, that's saying that white people allow that black people don't. Number nine, things that white people allow that black people don't. Multiple affairs without leaving. See, a black person will leave you after the thought of an affair most times. They ain't going to wait around for the actual affair. Just thinking about it, they're going to be shaky with you, okay? Finally, number 10, things white people allow that black people don't. Their parents to come over and take over the house when they visit. See, black people don't do that because black people put your parents out, and matter of fact, they put their own parents out. You ain't gonna come to a black woman. You ain't gonna come over a house and just do anything and say anything and rearrange stuff without her permission. Okay, all right. And see, a black man, you know, he won't say nothing. A black man will just go in the bedroom, come out and sit down with a pistol in his lap, and just look. Yeah. That's what it's just things white people allow that black people don't. Again, we the same, just different. Okay, that's it. We the same, just different. Again, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all because I love you. I want to help you. Okay. All right, then. This next segment is a segment that I actually introduced over a year ago, and it's been one of my most popular segments. It's the Whose Baby Is That segment, because you know what, we've seen some babies out there and they just act in a certain way, dress kind of a certain way, looking silly a certain way, just being in a situation or wearing something that's just silly, don't make no doggone sense, engaging in activities they ain't got no business engaging in. And so you just ask, whose baby is that? Okay. You know what? It could be your baby. It could be a family member's baby. It could be a friend's baby, a coworker's baby, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank, or someone you pass as you walk into the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that, hey, your baby doing something wrong, okay? Your baby is foul, okay? Your baby shouldn't be saying that, shouldn't be doing that, shouldn't be wearing that, okay? Whose baby is that? It ain't the baby's fault. It's the parents' fault, okay? If you don't recognize any of these and any of the babies you know, that's because every one of these babies is your baby, and you're a horrible parent. Anyway, here we go. Whose baby is that? Number one, whose baby is that? 6 months old. 6 months old with a receding hairline. How they 6 months old and they got a receding hairline? You ain't even really started growing hair that good, and you losing it. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Number two, whose baby is that? 4 years old. Hair look like burnt rice. And it ain't even Uncle Ben's type. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Number three, whose baby is that? 2 years old. 2 years old. You got buck teeth. Come on now. You know what? If your baby's buck teeth and they're just 2 years old, Lord Jesus, just imagine when them fall out, just imagine when the permanent ones come in buck. That don't make no sense. Get that child some braces and get him to a dentist ASAP. Number four, whose baby is that? 1 year old and already know how to steal. I want to know where he got that from. He get it from his daddy. Okay. Number five, whose baby is that? 3 years old, still wearing Pampers. You know, that's just too much. That's too much. Y'all get him in some Spider-Man or some Sesame Street underwear. And get some potty trained. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Number six, whose baby is that? Take food out of their mouth and then try and put it in yours. That's nasty. You know what? That'll make me drop a baby so quick. That will make me drop a baby so quick. Okay? I don't want your germs. That's nasty. You ain't got to chew up my food for me. Okay? I chew my own food up. Whose baby is that? Number seven. Know how to say more cuss words than regular words. Y'all didn't heard them. Y'all didn't heard them. And the parents think that's cute. No, it ain't cute. That's going to get you, then you know what? In life, that's going to get you cut up. Whose baby is that? Number eight. Eating boogers like they gummy snacks. You know, y'all didn't see them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't see them. And they be smacking them too and everything. And smile when they get a real big one on the end of their finger. Lord Jesus. Anyway, whose baby is that? Number nine. Cry when you put them to bed, and then they don't want to get up the next morning. Oh, Lord. Whose baby is that? Finally, number 10, whose baby is that? Stand there and pee on themselves, but get upset when you make them walk around all day like that. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Again, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for y'all because I love you, and you know what? I just want to help you. You're welcome. Next, we're going to get to the out of order. Ooh, Lord Jesus, the out of order. Now, again, as you know, the out of order segment has been one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And it has probably helped so many more people than I'll ever realize. Because, you know what, a lot of people don't realize they're living in an out of order situation. They life is totally out of order. The reason why I do that out of order is because I want to help somebody be better, do better. If I see them and they're out of order, I want to help them get in order. Now, you could be out of order. Could be a family member. Could be a friend. Could be a coworker. Stranger in the street. Somebody you see at the local grocery store or at the bank. Or someone that you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out things and situations of people that are out of order so we can help them do what? Get in order. If you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, shame on you. All of them are you, and you are totally out of order. Get your life right. Number one, if this is you, you're out of order. Lord Jesus. Your nose hair hang all the way down to your beard. Lord Jesus, you just shave it. Please, cut it out. Trim it. If this is you, you're out of order. You got a ringworm in your chest hair. So that's just nasty. If this is you, you're out of order. Women, if you got patches of hair missing out your wig, especially if that's your good wig, Lord Jesus, how long you had that wig? Oh, here you is 62, and that was your sweet 16 wig. Lord Jesus, get rid of that thing. Get you a new wig. If this is you, you're out of order. You got a glass eye with a crack in it. It's really not a good look, literally. If this is you, you're out of order. You're in a water bed wrapped up in an electric blanket. You're going to shock yourself and kill yourself. Number six, if this is you, you're out of order. If you just now, you're getting your very first VCR. You're out of order. They don't even make VCR. It's no more to play. You know what? Just stop. You're so behind the times that, you know, it's like time has turned its back on you. Anyway, get you a DVD player at least, even though those are old and outdated now. If this is you, you're showing up out of order. If your hairline is tattooed on, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. Number eight, if this is you, you're out of order. If you tell the Walmart greeter, look, don't talk to me. That's a business. He's a greeter. She's a greeter. They're supposed to talk to you and greet you. How you going to tell them not to do their job and you ain't their boss? Come on now. Come on now. You're out of order. Number nine, if this is you, you're out of order. If you're selling, if you're selling homemade cookies in a Girl Scout cookie box, talking about these are uh-ohs and peanut butter surprise. And the surprise is, the peanut butter surprise is actually lemon cookies. Finally, this is you out of order. If you putting styrofoam plates in the dishwasher, Lord Jesus, along with your microwave to clean it, get out of here. Get out. You know what? You're just stupid. You out of order. Please do better. You should want better so you can be better, okay? Again, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you, okay? I'm doing it because I love you and I just want you to be better. And so hopefully this will help you see that you can be better if you want better and you do better. Now, I tell you what, oh, Lord Jesus. Here we go now with the church announcements. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I'm telling you what, the church is growing. Yes, we're growing. We gained a half a member just this Sunday. The reason why it's a half a member because they're a paraplegic and they ain't got no legs, so they half a member. But they on the waiting list to get their legs, so the first of the year. So January we'll have a whole member. All right. Here we go. Church announcements. Now I invite you to please worship with us in the sanctuary or stream or watch us as we stream, for we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now, we're small in number, but we are big in faith. Let me say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I want to make sure that everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the church. I want to make sure that everyone's on the same page, on one accord. There's no saint left behind. I like to do the announcements for individuals that were not able to attend the service in the sanctuary or don't have access to the internet so they can't watch us as we stream. The sick did and the shut it up in. Also like to do the announcements for individuals that may have been in the sanctuary and may have actually been watching us as we stream, but missed some part or all of the announcements because quite simply, they was worried about stuff they had no business worrying about, okay? They wasn't focused on the Lord. They was focused on themselves, or better yet, they was focusing on something else going on, was going on within the church. First of all, let me tell you something. Your pastor is, he ain't got no drinking problem, okay? Okay, he is not no alcoholic, okay? I don't care what you saw or what you heard somebody tell you they saw, okay, or how many drinks, you know, I was rumored to have had at the bar this past Friday. Let me tell you something. The pastor, your pastor, is not an alcoholic. And I can say this with pride and with honesty because of the simple fact is if I was an alcoholic, I'd be going to the meetings. I'm a drunk, y'all. I don't go to meetings, okay? Alcoholics got meetings. Drunks just got, the drunks just got cheap alcohol, okay? Anyway, y'all pray for me. Announcement number one. Look here. Brother Liddell will not be teaching deceptive defense classes anymore this Tuesday at 6:30. I talked to him and I just felt like it was the right move and the right thing to do. I went up to the hospital and saw him and we made the determination, or I made the determination after visiting with him that in no way, shape, form of fashion should he be teaching the self-defense classes because he laying in the hospital beat the hell up by one person that was actually younger than him and skinnier than him. I mean, here he is 6'4", 260 pounds, and he didn't got beat up by somebody 5'11", 114 pounds. How you let a crack kid get the best of you? Come on. Come on. If worse come to worse, you should have threw a little piece of rock down there, and even though he wouldn't have knew if it was crack or not, at least he would have had to think about it. He'd have to make a choice, and that would have gave you at least an opportunity to take off running. Announcement number two, Sister Tanya, please quit asking the church to pray for you to get a husband. You got six kids by six different men, okay? We ain't finna pray for you to get a husband. What we is gonna pray for you to get is a babysitter and your tubes tied. Announcement number three, look at Deacon Johnson, quit putting all that grease in your hair and then coming up for prayer. The prayer can't even get through because my hand can't get a grip on your forehead. It keeps slipping down. Finally, we come to the part of the church announcement that I always look for and not looking for it is the building fund. As you know, the building fund offers a little bit of everything, drama, intrigue, mystery, humor, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, wow. As of the day, the building fund has raised more than a few eyebrows. Wow. Well, thank you all for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And like I always like to do, I'm going to go ahead and close it out with prayer. So I ask that all hears about, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. If that's the case, then you really don't need to close your eyes. I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Oh, Lord, we thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Which way? That way. Oh, the other way? Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. I don't know. He looked guilty to me. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Fool, wherever you don't feel good at. But most of all, we thank you for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. And continue to bless us and keep us. Wrap your arms around us and love us the way only you can love us. And put it in our heart to love and treat, not mistreat, but treat our fellow man as we would want to be treated. We will be mindful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. We thank you. Amen and amen. Now, you all take care. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, what's left of it. And I can't wait to see you next week. Next Sunday, I'll be more nuts with more Dre because I'm a little hungry, so I'm going to eat me a little bite and put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care. Now, I love you, and there's nothing you can do to stop my love. And if you try, don't you worry about a thing. You won't stop my love. Why? Because it's aggressive. It hurts you. It's pleasure and it's pain. You guys be blessed and not stressed, and I'll see you next time. Again, I miss you already. Have a great night. Teach me.